Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Bereishit, the mystery of Chanuch, the mystery of Enoch. In the years prior to Noah, there were many people who lived very, very long lives. Methuselah lived the longest of all, 969 years. However, there was one character who lived less, only 365 years. And what happened to him? Vayitaleh Chanuch et Elohim. He walked with God. He was righteous. He didn't follow idolatry. He was unusual. And Veinenu, he was gone. He was nowhere to be found. Ki lakach ato Elohim, because God took him. Where did he go? What happened? So we have different views as to what happened to this Chanuch figure and why it doesn't say simply that he died, as it says in many others. So Rashi, our classic commentator, he says, he was taken before his time. Why was he taken before his time? He was taken before his time because there were so many wicked people in those days. After all, the days before Noah, that God didn't want him to be swayed by the others, to become wicked like them. So God took his life, and vehimito, Rashi says, he did kill him. He did die. Ibn Ezra, very clear, mate, let's be very clear, died, like in Jonah, the book of Jonah says, kach na et nafshi, take my soul. Taking someone means that they die. No great mysteries here. However, if we look in the Targum Ungelus, the early Aramaic translation, predates the Talmud, coexistent with the Talmud. So in our edition, it says, Are emityate. He's not around anymore. You know why? Because God killed him. However, Chizkuni says that the Unkelus, that same Aramaic source, says, Are lo emityate. His text says that it says he did not kill him. And he's still alive up in the heavens. The Radak, Rabbi David Kimchi of Provence, he says, what it means is all of a sudden he's not there. Like sometimes someone dies suddenly, God forbid, and we say, he was just here yesterday. Where is he? He's not here anymore. So he said he wasn't sick, he wasn't hurting, complaining of anything. All of a sudden he's just not there. But clearly he died. And he brings other proofs of verses that support this theory. Ki kacheni sela, one of the Psalms we often say at funerals, Psalm 73, verse 24. That one day, God will take me when he takes me. So, it's not unusual to refer to death in this way. However, the Radak acknowledges that hamunenu, meaning, like the masses, average Joe, or ksat chachaminu, and even some of our sages say that he didn't die and God put him alive into Gan Eden, just like Elijah the prophet. We know that Elijah the prophet, after all, he went in a chariot to heaven, and rabbis talk about him coming back here and there, and he's going to come again. The prophet talks about coming back in the end of days. So why can't he be just like that? And that's the question. Now, this question clearly is not just an academic question. This is also a question that has a lot of implications for interfaith discussions. Because clearly, if Chanuch can go off to another world and he can come back, that gives a little more credence to the notion of certain founder of another religion that he could go off and still be around. Of course, there are many differences between Judaism and Christianity. This is not the only one, but in terms of this particular difference, is it possible for a human being to go to the next world without dying? Of course, we already have Elijah, but what about this case? So apparently, two cases are recorded where various people challenged the rabbis about this, probably because they were early Christians. One is the case of Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Abahu lived in the early Talmudic period, and that was a time of early Christians. And we have many stories where Rabbi Abahu seems to try to refute Christian views. So there's a story that's told that they came to Rabbi Abahu, the minim, could be translated as heretics, which is how Jews viewed Christians in the early days, or it could simply be a euphemism for Christians. And they asked him, they said, after all, didn't Chanuch, we don't see that he died, he didn't seem to die. So he said, no. And He says, after all, we know that it's like, he says, after all, taking can mean a lot of things. Elijah was taken. He's gone. Yes, it's compared to Elijah, but that's about it. And there are other, sometimes something can be taken and it's gone. You never find it again. That's in Bereishis Rabbah. There's another source, the Matrona, a Roman noblewoman. She asked Rabbi Yossi, also from the Mishnaic period, a little earlier, could also be early Christians. She said, after all, we don't find that he died. So he said, no. He said, it does say he's not there. So what do you think it means? God took him, and he's not there. He's not in this world because God took him. So he's dead. So here are two early sources. And the question is, what do we do with the other sources? There are some other sources. One is found in the Heichalot literature. Heichalot literature is the mystical literature before the Zohar came out. Heichalot literature over 1,000 years ago. And in that literature, it talks specifically about the chambers of heaven. And it says they met this Metatron, the archangel. And he said, oh, I'll explain to you. I'm really Chanoch. Ani Chanoch ben Yared. So what do we do with this? There's also another Midrash, the Midrash HaGadol, whether it's a collection, a medieval collection. Does that reflect a true rabbinic view or not? Hard to say, but there also, you say there are three who went into Gan Eden alive. Elijah, as we know, Eliyahu, Chanoch, and they throw in Moshe Rabbeinu too. His death was so strange, no one knew where he died, so they throw him in as well. But again, the Radak views this as Miksas Chachamim. It's some of the sages. It's not the mainstream view. We have Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Abahu, a rabbi from the Mishnah, a rabbi from the Talmud, who clearly say otherwise. I would say that in the full spectrum, you have the following. You have this sort of mystical view that prefers that he doesn't die. He just goes like Elijah off into heaven. You have this perhaps rabbinic view. Perhaps it's Unkelus. Perhaps it's these rabbis, the early sages. Perhaps that's their view. Perhaps it's only their polemical view. Perhaps they're willing to say that he went off to heaven, but they don't want to tell that to the early Christians because they think that'll support their cause. And then you have another extreme view, and Rashi reflects that, and it's also found in Midrash Hanela, and that is that not only did he die, not only is he not some archangel today, but he was potentially a sinner. He was not some kind of perfect human being. He was going to sin. God took him so he wouldn't sin. He was just like everyone else. And God took him so he wouldn't sin. So this is a more extreme view. He's either the archangel in heaven, one notch under God, or he is actually a potentially sinful human being who God took so he would die, a tzaddik, a righteous man. We have all these interesting kind of ideas. But the main thing is that, number one, even a person who's righteous could sin. That's what Rashi is telling us, that even someone who lives a righteous life and walks with God, you're never safe. You always have to be on guard. Here after the high holidays, to be on guard that we shouldn't slip, we shouldn't fall. That's the message number one. Message number two, the general rabbinic view seems to be that the human being cannot become God. There is a gap between God and man that cannot be bridged. We cannot go in that direction. Finally, there is this other minority rabbinic view, perhaps mystical rabbinic view, that says there are individuals and the human being does have the potential not to become like God. That's a fundamental view we have, a difference we have with Christianity. But rather, the human being has the potential to be like an angel. That's Atachsereu Ma'am Elohim. It says in the Psalms, God made us just a bit less than an angel. For some, they can actually reach that angelic quality. Take Moshe Rabbeinu, for instance, didn't eat and didn't drink for 40 days. That we, human being, like Elijah, we have that potential. In any event, let us try to reach our greatest potential possible during these days following holidays. Let's hope that we can continue the high in which we're on during the holidays, continue march forward, and by Yitaleh Chanoch et Elohim, he was one of the first who walked with God. Let's walk in his footsteps, Abraham's footsteps, Noah's footsteps, and let's continue to walk with God. Thank you. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefard Beth Lamed Congregation for our discussion of this parsha. Join us each week for our discussion of the parshiot, various holidays. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.